Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 19 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week, May 2nd through May 8th, in the great American Old West? May 2nd, 1849. The city of Independence, Missouri, claims 10 dead of cholera in each of the preceding 2 weeks. May 3rd, 1886. Following the trail of Geronimo's Chiricahua Apache band thought to be responsible for the Bear Valley raid, the Buffalo soldiers of Captain Thomas C. Lebo's Troop K of the U.S. 10th Cavalry passed the remains of 30 horses the Apaches had ridden to death. The cavalrymen catch up in the Pinito Mountains of Sonora, Mexico. An ambush as the Apache fired from the top of a steep hill led to a small battle. The first volley killed Private Hollis and wounded Corporal Scott. Under intense, accurate fire from the Apaches, Lieutenant Powhatan Clark pulled Corporal Scott to safety. Clark received the Medal of Honor for that one. After several hours of fighting, with two killed and one wounded, the Indians vanished into the Mexican wilderness. The Battle of Cañon de los Negros was over. May 4th, 1891, the passing of Dr. Edward Maynard, dentist and farms designer. Maynard developed some procedures and invented a number of dental instruments, but is best known for his contributions to farms design. The Maynard tape primer system of 1845 was adopted by civilian arms manufacturers and the U.S. military. The Maynard Arms Company, 1857, had breech-loading firearms manufactured under their patents and sold them worldwide. An offshoot of his priming system led to the toy cap gun. May 5th, 1879. Levi Richardson had issues with gambler Cockeyed Frank Loving. He was hot when he sat down at Loving's table in the Long Branch Saloon for some serious discussion. Suddenly Richardson said loudly, "You wouldn't fight anything, you damn son of a bitch," to which Loving said calmly, "Try me and see." Richardson stood, drew his gun, and began to shoot, firing 5 rounds. Loving quickly followed with 6. When it was over, Richardson had taken shots to the chest, the side, and 1 arm. Loving had been grazed on the hand, but was otherwise uninjured. Deputy Marshal Duffy arrived fast enough to take hold of the dying Richardson as he fell to the floor. When Marshal Charlie Bassett got to the scene, the lawman arrested Loving. This is one of the many at the notorious Dodge City, Kansas saloon over the years. This one, the Long Branch Saloon gunfight, became the archetype. May 6, 1882. With plenty of popular support, the U.S. Congress passes the Chinese Exclusion Act, intended to suspend the immigration of, quote, skilled and unskilled laborers and Chinese employed in mining, unquote, for 10 years. It also declared them aliens who could never hold U.S. citizenship. This is only the beginning of the discriminatory laws to follow. No other ethnic group voluntarily coming to the U.S. even remotely faced such a level of persecution and discrimination. The act was finally repealed by the Magnuson Act in 1943. May 7th, 1879. The verdict is in. The coroner's inquest ruled the shooting self-defense. Cockeyed Frank Loving will not be charged. May 8, 1904, Kingston-upon-Thames, England, sees the passing of pioneer photographer Edward James Muybridge at 74 years. His first trip to America in 1860 ended with a horrific stagecoach accident which left him with a life-changing brain injury. He returned to America in 1868 as a professional photographer and soon earned a reputation as a man with a keen eye. He did portraiture, architectural studies, and the landscapes of Yosemite and other places which made him famous, well before horse motion studies in 1872 for Leland Stanford made him legendary. Stanford had made a $25,000 bet that a trotting horse had all 4 feet off the ground at some point. Muybridge developed photographic techniques to prove it. He then pioneered motion studies of all sorts and thereby motion pictures. He was a lecturer, an educator, and a cuckolded husband who shot dead his wife's lover in 1874. There was a big trial of other things. Look up this amazing, interesting man and his phenakistoscope. Tip your hat. Quite an interesting mix, writers. This is Program 19 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDealerReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado Band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.